Okay, so breaking bones, terribly inconvenient, but it does happen. So you want to make sure you're getting a lot of sun, so you have plenty of vitamin D. You want to have plenty of calcium and the minerals that you need for building bones, so lots of greens would be good. Salmon, where you mash the bones into the salmon, that's probably good. And then the other thing you could do is have bone broth. So a great recipe, chicken carcass, chicken feet, and some black pepper, vinegar, about a quarter cup for the big pot, and if you have some garlic, carrot, and celery, and just have it on the crock pot for 24 hours, then strain it all out, that makes wonderful broth. I add coconut milk. And I'd have at least a mug of that every day. The bone broth will provide the collagen, the calcium, magnesium, minerals, all the same proportion that are in your bone. By putting mineral in the water as it simmers, that will draw the minerals out of the bones into the broth. It's wonderfully good for you. Very healing. Terrific. And the coconut milk makes
classic
it very
comfort food. Too.
Yeah, it is just fabulous. So when I broke my arm, I had, you know, 3 or 4 cups every day. It was wonderful. And I'd go through chicken bones. I did some beef bones and some pork bones.